are listening to DNA Discoveries. I'm Edward Looney. And on DNA Discoveries, I often bring you interviews with individuals who have found family through autosomal DNA test kits, that they have found parents or siblings or uncles. The relationships are numerous. I'm grateful to the people who have reached out to share their story on the podcast, and I'm in need of more individuals to share their story. So if you've been a longtime listener of DNA Discoveries, I hope that you'll consider sharing your story with me. To contact me, all you have to do is head over to dnadiscoveries.fireside.fm, and you can use the contact page on that website, the landing page for the podcast. You can also email me at dnadiscoveriespodcast@gmail.com. Those are two ways to get in touch with me and to share your story. The stories of our previous guests have provided so much hope for individuals in their own quest and in their own search. The individuals who have shared their stories truly are brave. If you've been inspired by them and you have your own story, perhaps this is the time to reach out and to share tidbits with me so that we can schedule an interview time. This theme of finding family is one that has been on television. For example, I think it was 911 Lone Star, that in that series, Jed found out that he had a child from another woman, and that he went all these years of his life without knowing him. And there were a few episodes about the young man finding Jed and then kind of the ongoing relationship between Jed and his newfound son. This is a theme now as podcasts like DNA Discoveries or the others that are out there that people listen to become more and more popular. As people continue to buy Ancestry DNA or 23andMe or some other autosomal DNA test kit, and they find family, as these stories are divulged through social media, it's no surprise that they get picked up as a theme in television shows. Back in 2022, I shared the story of David Scotton. It was a movie called Life Mark, and it was out in theaters, and I had the opportunity to speak with David. David's story was one that was not necessarily related to DNA, because he found his real family through his adoptive parents. But I thought it was a neat little story to share, and that's why it was shared here on DNA Discoveries, because it was a story of finding family. In episode 25, I shared how John Boehm filled in the blanks through a documentary. So there have been films telling the story of finding family, some DNA discoveries. And now there's a new film coming to theaters. It's going to be in the theaters for 1 week as of right now. It's a Fathom movie event. It's based on a Karen Kingsbury novel. Karen Kingsbury is a Christian novelist, so the film does have elements of Christianity, themes of faith and such. It's not too over the top. And I say this as a very religious individual, so I think it was just enough. The movie is called Someone Like You. It releases on April 2nd. So Fathom releases basically buy out theaters, and then you buy your ticket from the theater. And there's one showing each day. And so for a week, for 7 days, someone like you probably is in a theater near you. Where I live in Wisconsin, there are theaters that are showing it. I had the opportunity to pre-screen it because I do a lot of movie reviews and reflections on film and interviews with talent and such. And I was really impressed by the movie Someone Like You. There are lots of things I could say. But the reason why I'm recording this solo episode to share about this movie with you is because there is this element of finding family. Again, it's not a DNA discovery through an autosomal DNA test kit, but it is a DNA discovery that happens, is uncovered. And I think as the movie portrays, it shows lots of different reactions and emotions of individuals in the film. So the film is about embryo adoption. Essentially, there's this young girl, the main character. Her name is London. And London ends up, I don't think this is a spoiler, she dies in the first 10 minutes of the movie, maybe 15 minutes. And so London dies, and she was with her best friend, and it seems like maybe they were going to start a relationship as she was dying right before. And so it's this quest that he goes on. He spends time with London's family. And London's family says to him, I wish we would have told her. I wish we would have told her. And he wants to know, well, what did you want to tell her? What didn't you tell her? And it was the fact that they had frozen an embryo, and then that embryo had been adopted, and they didn't know where that embryo ended up or whatever came of that child that was to be born. They wish they would have told her. So London dies going to the grave, not knowing that she had a sister. And so, as it goes, the male main character then tries to track down the sister, tries to track down this embryo that was adopted, that obviously was fertilized, was in the womb, was born. And lots of things go on. So the character who is London's sister is a girl named Andy. Andy lives far away from Birmingham, where the story takes place. Not that far. She's in Nashville. So the character, the male character, goes and tracks down Andy. And so the rest, you know, is kind of what you could imagine if you have a DNA discovery. You know what unfolds, the different emotions and things like that. Just as London's family never told London that she had a sister, well, Andy's family never told her situation. So Andy undergoes a lot of different emotions when she finds out this information. I won't tell you how she finds out. We'll leave that to be a part of your discovery if you go and see the movie. But there's emotions that she's experiencing. There's the rejection she has of the family that raised her just because they kept it a secret. They didn't tell her. So you have their regret, their hurt, their desperate pleas for her to come back home. And I think what the movie Someone Like You gets at then is it really helps individuals, maybe in a DNA discovery, to see everything as it's experienced by different individuals and how they have to come to terms and accept and how they grow into this new understanding of family. So it's a story about embryo adoption. Really, it's a DNA discovery. Andy discovers that she would have had a sister in London. You could imagine maybe London, if she would have lived, you know, maybe a different twist of the story would have been London taking a DNA test and Andy would have taken one. And that's how they would have found each other. And then they would have had to confront their parents. It's not what happens, but I think it just presents just all of these different issues that surround this topic. And I think it might be of interest to listeners of DNA Discovery. So if you're a Karen Kingsbury fan, I shared on my socials about the movie, and I was surprised how many people read her novels. I actually remarked it's kind of funny that I was invited to pre-screen The Baxters, which is a new series on Amazon Prime. I had the chance to interview Roma Downey for my other podcast about the show, The Baxters. The Baxters is inspired by a Karen Kingsbury novel, or novel series, I should say. And it's just funny that in a matter of a month, I've seen The Baxters, I've seen Someone Like You, I've gone to Target, I've gone to other Christian bookstores, and I've seen Karen Kingsbury's novels, books that I never would have noticed previously, but because her name is like in front of me, now I notice them. So maybe if you're looking for a movie to go see, maybe go see it with your significant other. Go see Someone Like You, playing in theaters now, because it's a story of a fictional character finding family. But I think there's something that's relatable in the movie for all people. If you do go see it, let me know what you think. Again, contact me. You can use the contact us form at dnadiscoveries.fireside.fm, or you can email dnadiscoveriespodcast@gmail.com, or you could go over to Facebook, DNA Discoveries Pod, and you can message me over there. Lots of ways to get in touch with me, and especially if you would like to share your story, because you could be one of the next episodes of DNA Discoveries. Thanks so much for tuning into this mini episode, just me talking about Someone Like You. But I saw it, I liked it, and I thought it was worth sharing with all of you. Until next time, thanks so much, and I look forward to being with you again to share another story of a DNA discovery. And the next time, it's not going to be a story of a fictitious character from a movie, but it will be one of your stories.